Welcome to Balanced Wellness. I am your host, Kaylee Aldridge. If you are looking to create balance in your life, you are in the right spot. I know how stressful and overwhelming life can be, so I will be here each week to inspire, educate, and empower you to create a blissfully balanced lifestyle that includes four parts of self: mental, spiritual, physical, and emotional. I'm so eager to guide you on your wellness journey. Thank you so much for being here. Let's dive in. Hey, so I decided to do something a little different this summer. I decided to do a summer podcast series where every Friday this summer, I have a special guest who shares a pre-recorded snippet of what they do and how they serve their community of people. So I asked them to share anything they wanted to that they thought would resonate with each of you, because I truly love bringing awareness to women out there who are doing what they love and helping people with their passions that they have been blessed with. So here's today's special guest, and I hope you guys enjoy.
Hi, everyone. My name is Whitney Baker, and I am super excited to join you today on the Balanced Wellness Podcast. I'm going to tell you a little bit about myself, and then we're going to leap right into the episode where I teach you how to do an energy audit. I love it because it's fast, it's free, and it quickly moves the needle for people in terms of bringing awareness to what's fueling you in your life and what you can intentionally invite more of into your life. In contrast to the activities, people, places, habits, even things that don't serve you in the moment that you might be able to shed a little bit or give less attention to. I founded my company, Electric Ideas, with the mission of lighting women up with a new sense of possibility. I'm a certified meditation teacher and women's group facilitator, as well as host of the globally ranked Electric Ideas podcast. So that's today. In a past life, I was a creative director for a global marketing agency. And while it was quite a sexy role, after having two little girls who are 14 months apart and trying to do it all, I spiraled into quite a bit of burnout and eventually had to leave my job. During that transition, I felt super isolated and anxious. I put tons of pressure on myself, like I was going to lose footing in the professional world, squander a master's degree. I struggled deeply to navigate that identity shift because I loved being a mom, and I felt so grateful that I had the flexibility to push pause, but I also felt so called for more. This was such a clunky time in my life, and I wish I could go back and tell myself just to breathe. I wish I knew what I knew now and I had the tools I know now to separate out my ego and clenching and forcing and being on that treadmill of accomplishing. But I've forgiven myself. I also know that I don't want other women to suffer in the same way. That is why I am so passionate about helping women ditch the rules of how they think they're supposed to live and rewrite the rule book for what they really want in their life. During that time when my girls were young and I was just forcing the part-time freelancing, trying everything, I kind of figured that, okay, let's bridge this till elementary school. And then once they're both in elementary school, that'll be my time where I can really step back into my power and reclaim myself. Lo and behold, the rug got pulled out from underneath of me because the good old global pandemic hit. And I know so many of us suffered majorly during that time. I had two e-learners home. It was stressful to say the least. But one silver lining happened for me that was so powerful and I'll forever be grateful for. I had a few really good freelance opportunities where I'd had more than one call and it seemed like a done deal, but there was a lot of uncertainty in that field. And I thought I had a good amount of work secured, and I got a call back that they actually didn't need me after all. And I recognized that I had a wash of relief over my entire body. After I'd worked hard, I'd prepared, I'd interviewed, I thought I had it in the bag. And all of a sudden, I had to look myself in the mirror and be honest that what was going on? It was time to change if I was feeling a sense of relief that I didn't get the work that I'd worked so hard to attain. The reason I wanted to share just a glimmer of my story with you is because I think sometimes it's helpful to see ourselves and others. And I want you to know, if you feel like there's more out there for you, I promise you there is. Please don't give up. There's always more possibility than we give ourselves credit for. And that's why I'm going to share with you today one super juicy tool that's going to immediately shine a light on possibilities for your life, help you ditch the overwhelm and show up just a little bit more genuinely for what lights you up right now, right in this season. Not what you used to like, not what the future you might be able to do. It's going to help you really dial in to what's going to help you live your best life right now. Okay, so this is called an energy audit. It's actually one of the first things I teach in my 6-week mastermind because it's so simple to implement, but it brings massive awareness to what's really happening day to day with your life patterns. So let's start with what I know happens to a lot of women. Demands come to us across the board. We're often put in a position where we're responding to the water hose of needs from other people, whether it's work deadlines, calls, appointments, messes, caring for children, caring for elders. It's so easy to get caught up in responding to the needs of others, but this can be problematic for many reasons. First off, when we're in a state of constantly chasing our tails, we're probably doing a lot of things on autopilot. We're just literally trying to stay above water without giving ourselves a place to pause and consider if what we're doing day in and day out are really serving us. Oftentimes, we're repeating patterns over and over again that, with even simple shifts, could be disrupted for the better. Secondly, you might be doing things just because it's how they've always been done. You've forgotten that it's okay to quit the book club if conversations have become stale, or if you don't identify or really enjoy the people in the book club anymore, for example. Maybe you think of yourself as a yogi, but it feels like a should now to make it to the mat. And it's just time to give yourself permission to spice it up or try something new. Again, this all starts with awareness, because it's so much easier in life to default to the comfort zone of the known than to open up to trying something that might better serve us in this moment. Finally, many of us have a lot of what I call leaky energy. But if we have no system for bringing awareness to this leaky energy, then we might not know how much it's taxing us. So let me give you this example. If you think of a house in the wintertime, a cold winter, if the windows in a room were wide open, it'd be super obvious because there would be a huge draft coming in. However, I think of leaky energy kind of like this. The windows are closed, but it's super sneaky. They're just not very well sealed. So we've got little leaks, little drafts of energy that we wouldn't necessarily notice, but over time can be a major drain. Annie Dillard says, how we spend our days is, of course, how we spend our lives. So if you have little leaks all the time, every day, you're unknowingly draining all kinds of precious life force energy. So what can we do about it? Here's a great place to start. You can do an energy audit. For at least a week, carry a journal or a notebook around with you and take quick notes throughout the day of simply what drained you versus what energized you. Don't make this harder than it needs to be. I know we're traveling, we're on the go, we're in and out, we're trying to enjoy ourselves in the summer. All you need is to have two columns and fill in the list or jot quick notes. And if you miss a day, no need to beat yourself up. Just take a few minutes in the evening to connect internally and catch up. This is a magical practice on so many different levels. First of all, it's a baseline for simply bringing awareness into our day-to-day of how we feel as we move from activity to activity and even interact with certain people, consume different types of media, eat different types of food. It'll invite you to just slow down and pay attention. At the end of the week, after you do this, you can start to look for patterns, and it's as easy as this. If something comes up that is energizing to you, let's say you grabbed a quick coffee with a friend, or you turned off your phone and cracked open a book before bed, whatever it is, you start to have an idea of what you need to prioritize for you to live your best life now, starting the next week. And guess what? You are the only one who knows what living your best life, your highest expression right now is for you, because now you get to tune into how things make you feel and decide if they get more of your energy and intention or less. Alternatively, pay attention to what repeatedly drains you. Is it something you can ask for help with? Is it something you can stop doing altogether? Is it something you can redirect, like something you thought you liked, but you've outgrown or become tired of? Something I like to say is shed the dread. If there's something you're really not looking forward to on a regular basis, see what you can do about it. See if you can change it. See if you can press pause on it for the summer, at least. Be open to bigger solutions. As women, I full-heartedly believe we deserve to spend our time in a way that reflects our values. I know all of us are always going to have things in life and work that are just things we have to muscle through and get done. They're not fun. They're not energizing. But in my mind, that makes it even more important to be thoughtful about the energy we have left to spend. We're never going to be able to add hours to our day, but we can always add more awareness to our hours. When you're not aware of your own energy, chances are your loved ones, your community, your friends aren't getting the best version of you. But even more importantly, you're probably not getting the best of you. So again, I invite you to commit to this simple practice. You can even do it on a note in your phone. Throughout the day, quick notes. Column A, what energized me? Column B, what drained you? Another fun way to experience this is with a friend or a partner, because you can kind of share notes and maybe inspire each other or hold each other accountable if there's things you're repeatedly doing that you could start saying no thank you to. So in the Electric Ideas community, I always end my episodes with a reflection. And so I will do the same here. At the end of the week, after you've done this activity, I want you to ask yourself this: what can I stop doing, stop spending time on, stop giving my energy to in order to create more space for possibility in my life this summer season? Okay. Thank you so much for tuning into this special summer episode. I hope your summer is filled with opportunities for play and connection and enjoying the abundance of simple pleasures that summer brings. If you enjoyed this episode, I'd love to hear from you. I love connecting with new people. You can find me on Instagram at WhitneyWoman. If you do the energy audit, I would absolutely love to know what came up for you. Thank you so much. Have a wonderful day.
Hey there, real quick before you go, I would love for you to join me over in my private Facebook group called Balanced Wellness with Kaylee Aldridge. If you would love to just see a little bit more of my content, stay up to date with any events that I have going on, both online and in person, that is an amazing way to stay up to date. And plus just to get to know me a little bit better as well. So the link for that is down in the show notes, but it's Balanced Wellness with Kaylee Aldridge. One last thing too, I would love for you to rate, review, and share the podcast. We are in the top 5% of podcasts globally, but of course, I'm always looking to grow my audience and then also just spread the word a little bit more about what we love to talk about here on the podcast. So it's totally free. You can rate it, review it, and share it, and I would greatly appreciate it. So thank you again for tuning in, and I'll talk to you soon.